Let's just look at a verse or two from 1 John chapter 4. I'll read from chapter 3, verse 24, to the end of 4, verse 3. 1 John, chapter 3 and 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. And there, of course, John is talking about how the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in the heart of the believer. And yet then it follows with a warning. Chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So verse 24 is, of course, a source of much comfort. The Holy Spirit has been given to us. He abides in us and enables us to keep the commandments. But John then warns these people whom he loves and says, well, don't believe every spirit. Amen. They're not all from God. Now, the word spirit is interesting here. It has a range of possible meanings. All of them could be true. It could be referring to an idea or a concept or a state. For example, we might talk about a spirit of repentance. We don't mean an actual being, but rather an attitude. It could refer to that. It could refer to a human spirit. Scripture is not always clear about the difference between a soul and a spirit. You could argue they're the same thing. Elsewhere, it looks like they could be different. I don't really know. But we know that there are human teachers that John is referring to here, and they're not preaching the gospel, they're not preaching the truth, and it might be their spirit against which we ought to be on our guard. Alternatively, it could be an actual spirit. I think that view better fits the context, because these spirits are contrasted to the Holy Spirit. I think that this is a congregation which doesn't have the full canon of Scripture as we know it. So they may not have as many of the New Testament books as we have, though I suspect they have more than people might think. And no doubt that there are people coming up to them saying, well, we've got a message from God. We've got a teaching, we've got a new doctrine, we've got some new light. And these ideas are coming from evil spiritual powers. So it could just refer to charlatans, to men who make things up. Or it could refer to actual evil spirits who are counterfeiting the truth, counterfeiting the Holy Spirit. So that when these false teachers go out, they really have had some kind of spiritual experience which they are sharing. Things have been whispered into their ears and they are passing it on. But it's not true and it's not of God. And John says, don't believe everyone. Somebody claims to have had a vision or an experience or a message. And they seem quite sincere. Doesn't mean it's right or that it's from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. What they say, and therefore the source of what they say, must be tested. Now how, of course, do you test something? Well, you have a standard by which you compare. Now we know that gods cannot contradict himself. False teachers do. Cults do. They change their mind. God does not change his mind. And yet John gives us a specific test to employ. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Now John might be referring to a specific false teaching prevalent in that church and in that time, which taught that Jesus Christ was not really in a body, and that they had fused Greek philosophical thought with a bit of Jewish theology. And Jesus was real, he was divine, but he wasn't in a real body. And of course, we know he was in a real body. It bled and it broke as he hung upon that cross for our salvation. Or are they saying that Jesus Christ is not God? In one respect, it's quite easy to believe he came in the flesh. He was just an ordinary man. Well, John is using the title Jesus Christ clearly as a divine reference point. With one or two exceptions, all the cults and the false teachers deny either the deity of Christ or the humanity of Christ. The Bible teaches that God became flesh and dwelt among us. We might not fully understand, but we believe it. Scripture is quite clear. And all the false teachers and possibly the evil spirits which are inspiring them, they deny the truth because they're liars. They're working for the devil, who was a liar from the beginning. They will never want to lead people to salvation or truth. Whereas the Holy Spirit will always shed light where it's dark. He is the Spirit of truth. He will always point people to Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. The counterfeits and the fakes and the cults and the charlatans will always somehow demote or denigrate Jesus Christ. They'll either promote themselves, or they'll promote their own spurious teachings. Whereas the Holy Spirit will always point to Jesus Christ, who has come in the flesh. He came in the flesh as a real human being. The second Adam. The sacrifice for our sin. And evidently, John is... If that third interpretation of spirit is correct, and that's the one I tend to subscribe to, there are all sorts of spiritual beings going to and fro on the earth, as Satan once did and does, leading people astray. False religion and false teaching is not simply made up by human beings. Often there is a spiritual power behind it. Often those spiritual beings do give adherents and worshippers special feelings or experiences which somehow validate the lies that they have been taught. But the test, what do they teach about Jesus Christ? He's not really God, he's not really man, he's not really this, he's not really that. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. They were made by God, but they've fallen, they're not doing God's work. They're not speaking God's words. They're not glorifying God. They're corrupted and fallen, just like the false teachers whose mouths they employ. Furthermore, says John, that's the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. I'll probably need to unpack that separately. But evidently, there is a spirit of, of Antichrist. He's not just some future figure. He was going to come. But the spiritual teaching around him is already here. And it was here when John was writing. In fact, there are lots of Antichrists, says John, elsewhere. An Antichrist need not be some powerful world ruler. It could be any priest or clergyman or teacher who says, if you want to get to God, you have to come through me.
Yeah.
If you want to get to God, you go through Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth and the life, who came in the flesh, that we might go to heaven in the spirit, and on the new earth in a spiritual body. Perhaps not terribly uplifting before we pray, and yet it's a good warning. It's worth being reminded. Just because we're told something, or we read something, just because we feel something, just because we've always believed something, doesn't mean it's right.
That's right.
Let's submit ourselves to God's words. Yeah.